Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were taught that as Christians, we should always esteem others as better than ourselves. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
But then another person comes up. And they're going to start talking because they kind of stood off and listened to what you were saying. And as soon as you're done, they're right there. Oh, man, you should see. I had that same thing. This is what happened to me. And it's always going to be worse. It's going to be more dramatic. And they want to make theirs sound like, yeah, it wasn't so bad as what I had. Okay. And you get people like that. And it's funny because I've seen some of those people over the years that not only are they like that, every time they hear something, you say that poor person. They've had every surgery I can think of, you know, and they can always tell you how much worse their experience was than your experience, or if you're the one they're talking to or whoever they're talking to. So it's just funny like that when that happens. But this person, that's their tendency. Someone speaks up, something they did it better. Okay. They just did it better. That's what they want to think. Some have enjoyed poor health for over 30 years, okay? And that's the first thing they talk about. And they've been going the same thing. You wonder, you know, I've often thought of asking some of those that have been going on that like that and like that and like that more and more all the time. And maybe a little bit different, but I felt like asking, aren't you dead yet? Okay. And some of you young mothers, when you're first expecting a child, they say, has that baby been born yet? You know, and you feel like saying, oh, yes, that was a year ago. And when really you're just carrying the baby, you're pregnant, but you're tired of hearing that every day, I guess. Well, I kind of think that that's just one of the things that goes here. You say, well, why aren't you dead yet? But they want to tell their ailments, their operations, and whatever else is worse. Although you already know it's good to listen, you may pick up on something that you didn't realize you missed. So this behavior must be true in front of carnal Christians as well as in front of the unsaved. So as we look at that verse 2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And this is doing a part of that. You're just showing meekness unto those people. Because if you don't, it's just going to get worse. So that's basically what you do. You just try to be nice and do that. And sometimes just a tolerant person. You may have more riches, abilities, as well as accomplishments, whether it's in education or other places, business. But you need not to try to make them or make others think of it as being inferior to us or making yourself feel superior to everybody. Rather, you're in the same family of God. That's a brother. That's a sister that you have in Jesus Christ. And so, according to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 2, we're to esteem them better than ourselves. Did I say that? No, actually the Lord said that. So, we are to esteem them better than ourselves. So, keep that in mind. Esteem them. I'm saying it over again for a purpose. Esteem them better than yourselves. So we're looking at this behavior as it becometh holiness. In this third chapter, as Christians and as a local church, because if you're a Christian, you should belong to a local church. You should be faithful to your local church. But this is how we're to be as a local church, as believers, before the world and before one another. And they should not and do not expect us to be carnal, unholy, and living lasciviously as they do. Only we're using words as liberty and grace to cover their carnality. You know, I think of this thing they call CCM or Christian contemporary music. Now, I actually don't like that phrase, Christian contemporary music, because it's not Christ-like. And so to me, that's almost like blaspheming the name of Jesus Christ to call it Christian contemporary music when it's rock and roll and everything that's wrong. But they got some good words to it. Yeah. They may have some good words to it, some words out of the Bible. That doesn't make it right. I mean, is it good to thank God for what you eat and what you drink? Yeah. But is it good to thank God for giving you that bottle of whiskey? Is it good to thank God for the bottle of beer? Is God good to thank God for the marijuana? So why is it good to use the rock music that stirs the inner passions and lust of the depraved soul when used in music? And it's used that way because they're vain words, they're filthy words, they're sexual impure words are put to that kind of music and tone because it stirs the passions. And Satan, who was in charge of heaven's music before his fall, knows that, and that's why he's brought it into the church. And some preachers and pastors have ignorantly and very stupidly allowed it to enter in. Now, I don't call it CCM. I call it religious rock music. Call it RRM, because that is what it is. It's not Christian. It's religious. So call it what it is, religious rock music. They tone down, sometimes they'll tone it down. They'll say, man, there's a lot of good words in this, so we're going to use it, but we're just going to tone it down. They'll always put the name of the group that did it on the wall, you know, or the name of the person that might have wrote the song or arranged the music. It'll be up there. And look, people know the reason they put it up there. People know some of those names, and they want them to think, hey, we are relevant to the world. Do you think the world wants somebody that's in their sin, or do you think they want to see truth? What's different? What do you have that gives you joy? And if that's what gives you joy, then just go to the bar with me each night when they're playing that music and nightclubs and so forth, and we'll get the same kind of music. May not be the same words, but we'll get the same kind of music. You see, these preachers that encourage their churches and their people to tone down contemporary music are telling them, okay, it's all right to sin. Just tone down your sin. Tone down sin is still sin, folks. Now, I believe in John 3:16, but I don't think it should be tattooed on private parts of your body and then exposing that body for people to see. He said, well, Pastor, I agree with that. I agree with you 100% on that. Okay, well, taking those words that have the name of Jesus Christ in that and just toning down the rock a little bit, you know, and putting that beat into it and getting the people into it, that is doing the exact same thing as that tattooing to your body, John 3:16, and then uncovering it when it's in a part of your body that nobody else should see. Now, folks, I know that sounds hard to some people. I'm not trying to be liked. I'm trying to help you to finish well if you're saved. I don't want you to get to heaven, stand before the Lord, and you've lost it all. Now, what we need to do is show unto all men righteousness and true holiness. Because we, when we got saved, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, is that we are to put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. When we appear before God, what I want you to understand, in Romans 10, 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, that's a great verse, because the Lord speaks of the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus speaks of his humanity. So, when you confess your mouth the Lord Jesus, you're saying, yes, I believe that Jesus was God. He is God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin. But Romans 10:9, we are saying, the Bible is saying, that thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. What was he raised from the dead for? Because he paid the penalty for our sin, and he was going to ascend up into heaven and place the blood at the great mercy seat of heaven. So when you go into Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, some misunderstand that. They'll say the righteousness, we believe in Jesus so hard that we just get more righteous in the way we live and the way we act. And we believe hard to where we're until we are just righteous. No. For the heart man believeth to righteousness, he's believing unto the righteousness of Christ as his substitute, who stood in his place and stood in our place and paid our penalty for sin, when all our sin, my sin, your sin, even though we had not lived yet when he paid that penalty, it would be for all time, all sin for all time. And you think of your sins in life and the worst sins that you've ever committed, and they were placed on Jesus Christ. And yet, after placing those sins on him, and he died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose from the dead. But he never sinned one time. He was a perfect sacrifice. And so Ephesians 1:6 says that we are accepted in the beloved in Christ. So when a man believeth with his heart unto righteousness, okay, with our heart man believeth unto righteousness, we're believing on the righteousness of Christ to make us acceptable unto the Father in heaven, because the blood payment is there. The price is fully paid. And so the righteousness is not my righteousness. It's Christ's righteousness in me. Now, sometimes you can take some, maybe a red cellophane type paper and look at it and red object through it. And you know what? That red object will look white.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.